Hello and welcome to the Every Child, Every Day podcast. I'm your host, Rob Arnold, superintendent of Amherst County Schools. Each fall, a new group of student leaders begin the year with big goals for the school. At Amherst County High School, the Class of 2020 leadership team is hoping to positively impact the culture at the high school through activities aimed at promoting a sense of community and pride. Join me as I sit down with the Class of 2020 officers, Samir Andrews, President, Leland Mowry, Vice President, and Kennedy Campbell, Secretary, as they discuss their plans for this school year. Welcome, my guests, Samir, Leland, and Kennedy. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to start with a few introductions. So if you could tell the listeners who you are and just a brief little bit about you.
I'm Samir Andrews, senior class president.
What do you want us to know about you?
I've been in advanced theater for 3 years, 2 years of show choir, and 3 years of basketball.
Okay. So talking on a podcast will be no big deal.
No.
All right. All right, Leland?
I'm Leland Mowry. I'm vice president. I've just been trying to, you know, be a positive leader, and that's one of my big things, and just make an impact in class.
Okay. And Kennedy?
I'm Kennedy Campbell. I'm senior class secretary. I am also in theater. All three of us are, and I've been in show choir for 4 years.
Okay. All right, guys. So Samir had contacted me earlier in the year kind of saying, you know, class of 2020 has some big plans for the year, and we want to talk about them. So I'm going to give you guys the opportunity to kind of tell us what's going on this year or what you hope to accomplish. So first, and jump in whenever you want to, what are your goals? What are your main goals for the class of 2020 and Amherst County High School in general?
We just definitely want to do as much as we can to make sure that this class is one of the best classes to ever graduate. We want to be able to look back on the class of 2020 and say we did that in positive ways, obviously. So we just really try to come up with things that can make us tighter, more united in a lot of different type of ways.
And not only us, but we want to set the standards for the people who follow behind us, set a legacy and set, you know, goals and show, you know, the future presidents and vice presidents, you know, how to impact the culture.
Yeah, these leadership positions have always been here, but they always haven't been enforced or really done a lot to help the class and help the future classes. So that's one of our big goals, is to not only make a better class and throw in a bunch of events and experiences for our senior class, but also start legacies that will continue.
So setting a stage where the next group of leaders for the class of 21, the class of 2022, they have some sort of model, some sort of template to base leading the school from a student perspective? Is that
exactly
kind of what you're hoping for? So tell me some of the activities. Have you already done some things? Are you getting ready to do some things? What's going on?
So we just recently did a senior tailgate. So that was for the homecoming game. We came up with that idea. We sat down for a meeting and we thought, oh, that'd be a great idea so that everyone can kind of bond over our last homecoming. So we had a tailgate. It was pretty successful. And it worked out great because we all got free tickets into the game, which was pretty awesome. So
it was all a great time. Yeah. I think everyone had fun. And I'd like to see that continue in the years next.
Yep. We're also trying with the tailgate itself, it was kind of like Kennedy said, it was an idea. And so when we came up with that, we were like, well, what other things could we do to kind of bring us closer together? And Kennedy came up with ideas such as like a senior social media page, which we'll most likely be working towards.
It's in the making.
Yep. And the seniors themselves have come up to me and Leland and like offered their own ideas. I think that the majority of the seniors really do feel that we need to, that we do have a really strong class, and they feel that having moments like that is pretty fun, pretty enjoyable. Mm-hmm. So
Anything outside of the school that you're looking to accomplish?
Yeah, definitely doing some community work. I know that we talked about creating our own group, but we're most likely going to partner with the Iron program.
Yes. Recently, we've been joining with Iron and starting to do things that aren't just senior-specific, but are school-wide specific and help out with their program and do community service with them.
Dr. Brown gave us kind of free realm to try and revamp it because from growing up personally, Tin Men, when I was in middle school, was really successful back then, and I remember it had like a big impact on my life. So once I got here, Iron always was just like not as important as Tin Men was. And for me and Leland, I think, and Kennedy, we all kind of felt like they needed some tweaking so more people would join and we could accomplish more within the community.
Yeah, so last week our podcast was with the directors of Iron Lives and a student representative for Iron Lives, and we talked a little bit about that program and what they tried to do. And one of the main things, obviously, is community service. So what are some of the community service projects, or do you have any in mind that you're looking at working with them on or individually as a senior class?
Usually every year, well, for last year, I know specifically with we would try to do things like help set up for festivals and take down. This year, we're going to help with festivals.
The
Apple Festival coming up Sunday. We're going to do things like going to different schools, lower schools, elementary schools. Helping out with a field day is something that Dr. Brown approached us with for, I believe, Amherst Elementary. And, you know, I think that's a really great thing to do, just so that the little kids can kind of see that we seniors aren't, or high schoolers aren't, as, you know, scary as they may think we are. We're pretty awesome guys.
Okay. Yeah. How about Day of Giving? Will you guys have any role in the kind of setup of that or the ideas behind that? Or is that something you guys have?
We've been trying to come up with other service projects that aren't just through Iron so that we have more school-wide ones. So we've came up with ideas of food drives and maybe cleanups and kind of not just doing just Giving Day, but branching it out to other days of the year.
Sure.
So having more giving days across the year.
Okay. All right. So any other activities that you guys have planned or thinking about?
We want to...
Are you afraid of... letting us know?
You don't want
to shut down before it gets started?
No, we want to like change a lot of things. Like for example, senior breakfast, we had talked to Ms. Holmes about changing that, the concept of it, because when we came into senior year, most seniors would think that it was just Hardee's biscuits and they weren't really enthused. But then Ms. Holmes and we all discussed like doing homemade cooking. And that intrigued a lot of seniors, so it caused a lot of them to show up. And it was really, really good and really, really successful.
It's also been nice because I go to Governor's School, and I know for Governor's School and STEM people and CVCC, we are never involved normally with breakfast because we're not here in the mornings. So it's been nice. We've been trying to do senior lunches along with it, so it includes all of the senior class.
So kind of taking a different look on some of the traditions that have happened for seniors and maybe making it meet everybody's needs. Is that kind of what you're working towards? Okay, so let's talk a little bit about legacy. What do you want the legacy? Because that's 2020. That's kind of a good number. People will remember that number. But what is it about you guys that you want people to remember?
I think that 2020 has always been seen as the year for new changes. It's always been advertised like that. And so we wanted to kind of play off that since we're the class of 2020. And we're really starting to revamp the leadership in this school through us. So that was a big thing we wanted to start, was starting with us. We want to make leadership more important.
I think for me, growing up, everybody in my elementary school, the teachers would always present the idea that, oh, yeah, we do graduate the year 2020. So once I got to high school, it was like, wow, we could potentially do something with this class, because the class of 2020 is really talented. Like, there's a lot of talented, athletic, smart. I mean, the class is just so diverse in a lot of different ways, and that's just awesome. So we want to really showcase that for in the long run. So
yeah, and, you know, not only showcase that, but, like, just have us represented as a whole and just to be remembered.
Yeah. And I know that Dr. Brown's goal for this school is to make this school an integral part of this community and connect this school, make this school the center of our community. And so I think what you guys are doing, especially with the community service parts, are going to help with that. And so I certainly wish you guys the best of luck in getting all these things accomplished. So that leads me to, there are only three of you guys. And that's a lot of goals that you guys have. And so I imagine you need some help. So what are some of the ways that your classmates, and it doesn't have to be the class of 2020, obviously. It's, you know, because it all in an attempt to make the school better for everybody, right? Not just the seniors. So what are some ways that your colleagues can get connected to this?
Social media. If we can reach out to them, and if they can reach out to us, I'm sure there's many people that will be willing to help.
It was social media plays a big role. When Dr. Brown, after we had the meeting with Dr. Brown, he told us that we were going to have the next iron meeting. And he just said, try to do your best to get a lot of people there. Me and Kennedy went to Snapchat, Leland went to Snapchat, Instagram, and just, you know, put it all out there for everybody. And it worked. Like,
definitely.
From the first meeting after our meeting, it was like 30 there. The next meeting was 50. And then it just keeps growing. So. Yeah.
And are y'all looking for ideas on different things to make improvements?
You know, we're definitely taking ideas for
willing,
sure.
Okay, willing to listen, even if they're not seniors.
Even if
all right,
yeah,
they're the future seniors.
That's right. That's right. Anything else that be accomplished that you need a little help or you need to get some information out about?
Get excited for this graduation surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Graduation surprise.
It's a surprise.
You can't tell me.
No.
It's a surprise.
A lot of people have asked about it, even journalism class.
That's going to be a problem for me. I'm surprised. But,
we can tell you after.
Yeah. Okay. We'll tell you after.
Okay. Well, speaking of graduation, since I have you here and this is kind of what I do, what are your plans for the future? You got any so far?
I do want to go to either JMU or ODU, and I want to take up sports broadcasting, so journalism, right. Definitely.
So you and I need to do some more work.
Yes,
together.
Indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Right. How about you, Leland?
I'm planning to go to Virginia Tech or some technical school for engineering, particularly material science.
Nice. And you, Kennedy?
I'm also applying to Virginia Tech to go into environmental engineering.
So. It's good to know you got plans, and so good luck to all of you guys in those pursuits, but also this year as you look to make Amherst County High School a better place, make it better not only for the senior class, but for all the other students that are going to come along. And so I applaud your efforts, and I hope that it's successful. And so thank you guys for coming, sharing some time with me, getting out of class. I appreciate that. And to all the listeners, thanks for joining us, and everybody have a great day.